welcome back to it on a Monday. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gruber. Glad to have you along. SteveGruber.com, the place to be. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow. Follow now. Become part of a movement, right? Part of a movement. It's important. If you missed it over the weekend, the new epicenter, ground zero, if you will, for the divide in America between hard left, alt left, and the extreme right, Portland, Oregon, where the mayor continues to be completely impotent in doing anything about it. The mayor in Portland, Oregon, seems completely impotent in doing anything to quell the violence in his city. From the far right came the Proud Boys, and from the alt-left came Antifa. And they met there, and there were some skirmishes. A dozen or more people arrested, a couple dozen were injured in all the skirmishes back and forth. And once again, the police department in Portland is seen retreating on camera, backing up. It seems that they are not prepared in any way to deal with what's going on there. The mayor clearly not prepared to deal with it in any way. In fact, he came out with some sort of a tweet afterwards saying something to the effect of, with all the mass shootings lately, it's good to know we didn't have any violence in Portland. This weasel is so incompetent at keeping his city safe, he throws out mass shootings, which has absolutely nothing at all to do with controlling violence in the streets between Antifa and the Proud Boys, as a distraction, as noise. I have a suggestion, Mr. Mayor. Get your city under control, or resign, or both. Because your city is a poster child for what's wrong with America. Oh, just let the Antifa crowd run wild. Let the Proud Boys run. It's nonsense. It's no way to run a city. It was a civil disturbance. At least, see the latest number here, 13 people arrested. And what's weird about this, the peak of the demonstration was only about 1,200 people. 1,200. If you watch the main news media, you'd have the idea that there were thousands in the streets. No, there are millions in the streets in Hong Kong. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later. But 1,200, I'll be generous, 1,500 people in the streets of Portland, Oregon. You've got tear gas, don't you? You've got riot gear for the police, don't you? And you can't keep this under control? Come on. Civil unrest is fine, but when you have violence breaking out, and I saw a video of Antifa people attacking buses, short, you know, these little school buses that had the Proud Boys going by, attacking, throwing stuff at them, you know, pounding on the windows. You can't control this, Mr. Mayor, please. I find that awfully hard to believe. But the whole message, of course, is that those on the right are racist and those on the left are perfectly fine in attacking people, which is nonsense. You know it, and so do I. It's nonsense, and let me give you an example of where we're coming from. I want to go back to bite number one, and this is a compilation put together by ABC News of Joe Biden, who, by the way, has basically been put in the garage because they don't want Joe out driving around too much and talking because he's too gaffe-prone and he's too tired. And if he doesn't have the ability to make it on the campaign trail, how could he ever be president? Not to mention there are a lot of shady deals between Biden and the Ukraine, Biden and China, Biden as a member of the Obama administration connected to other places. Maybe this is why Barack Obama didn't really want Joe Biden to run. We'll find out in time, I suppose. But first, just here, this is the messaging overall from the Democrat Party. It just is being shared by Joe Biden in this particular case. It's bite number one. Go.
His low energy, vacant-eyed mouthing of the words written for him, condemning white supremacists this week, I don't believe fooled anyone at home or abroad. His energetic embrace, the energetic embrace of this president by the darkest hearts and most hate-filled minds in this country say it all. We have a problem with this rising tide of supremacy, white supremacy in America. And we have a president who encourages and emboldens it. Trump readily, eagerly attacks Islamic terrorism, but can barely bring himself to use the words white supremacy. And even when he says it, he doesn't appear to believe it. He seems more concerned about losing their votes than beating back this hateful ideology.
These folks ought to be ashamed of themselves, but they have no shame, of course. But they ought to be ashamed of themselves for conducting themselves that way. the rising tide of white supremacy. Russia was a complete washout, so we strayed from Russia to racism. That was the play. In fact, the New York Times had a whole piece on that. We'll talk about that because their newsroom, the newsroom at the New York Times, shifted from covering Russia to covering racism. And it tells you a lot about what's going on internally in the newsrooms of America when the New York Times consciously makes a decision editorially to go from this is where we're going to plant our flag to this is where we're going to plant our flag. Russia, no, that's not working for us. Racism, let's try that. We're going to destroy Donald Trump no matter what it takes. And now that's one form of the narrative. Let me give you a second example of a form of the narrative. It is exhibit number two, bite number two. AOC back, like I told you she would be. She has a lot to say. And not just the anti-Semitic members of the mob squad that need to be heard. We'll get to that too, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. But here is AOC, bite number two. She's back in the saddle, bite number two.
Trump relied on a coalition, and a core part of that coalition were racists.
Yeah.
Building a coalition with all sorts of other people that could be susceptible to racist views if they were blanketed and layered and made people feel good about it not being a racist thing.
Right.
And so there are a lot of people who support Trump that genuinely don't believe that they are racist, because we do not talk about or educate people on recognizing racism.
Mm-hmm.
And because we do not do that, it just allows itself to just, we get caught in this debate of, is something racist? And then a person uses their defensiveness.
What do you think the color of the sky is in her world?
Well, it's not racist.
Seriously, well, what is the color of the sky in her world? That's from Pod Save America, by the way. It's a podcast. This coalition, the hardcore believers are all racist. Go with that message. Continue to insult the voters of the heartland of America. The Democrat Party is dying, and you're witnessing it. And I'm talking about it. It's Monday, the 19th of August. It's the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. Back after this.